I'm Bethany Conway. Welcome to Courage to Live in Your Trueness podcast, where we talk about the real and raw process of staying true to who we are in everyday life. Learning to find joy, hope, and peace in the midst of it all.
Hey friends, thanks for joining me for today's podcast. Today, I want to talk about this concept of time speeding up as we get older. And I know that if you've been an active listener of my podcast, you may have heard me reference the story of this elderly woman coming through our drive-thru coffee shop back in the day and her telling me when I was holding our littlest daughter, "You just need to take it all in, all these moments, because time is just going to get faster and go by faster and faster and faster as you get older." And I remember looking at her like, yeah, right. Sometimes these moments where she's crying all the time or we're just busy in life, time just can't go by fast enough because I want to get to the next experience. And she just encouraged me to enjoy every single moment. And in that moment in the drive-thru, as I talked to this little old lady, I did not fully understand what she was saying. I could not even wrap my brain around how time would speed up. But as my children have gotten older and things in my life have changed and I reflect on all that has taken place in the first 40 years of my life, it is so true how time does just seem to somehow magically, or maybe it's a curse, I don't know, it does seem to accelerate. And so I couldn't help myself, but I needed to kind of dig in and find out, is there any scientific data as to why it feels like this? And as I started doing just a little bit of research, I found a few different articles in scientific journals that started talking about how our brains are encoded for new experiences. And so the familiar experiences that we have, the familiar day-to-day routines, they aren't put into our memory base, so to speak. But our brain encodes new experiences, new opportunities, new skills, new ideas. Those are the things that become encoded in our brain. Those are the things that we retain in our memories over time. And as you look at that, where when we are young, we are experiencing so many new things. From the day we're born, we're experiencing touch and attachment and feelings, and then we're tasting new foods and we're crawling and we're experiencing these hand motor skills, and we're doing all of these new things and learning colors and learning about the environment and family. And oh my goodness, there's a new experience around the corner all the time when we're younger. And then as we grow and mature, then we're looking forward to the day we turn into double digits for our birthday. And then these other milestones that occur from middle school to high school and driving and becoming an adult at 18 and then 21 where we're legal drinking age and 25 where our insurance rates finally go down. And all of these different things that occur in our life where we graduate high school and go to college, and then maybe we get married and then we take on a new job. And all throughout our young life, we're encountering really powerful new experiences that are written in our brain. And we're constantly facing these new experiences. So in that process and in those moments, time does seem slower because we are waiting always for that next big milestone. We're waiting always for Christmas. We're waiting always for our birthday. We're waiting for and pressing into all of those new things that we're learning. And those things that we look back on as we get older, seemed to be these moments in time that were paused, or these moments in time that were slow, or these moments in time that we couldn't wait for. And in that young stage, we are always and we're always trying to rush time, and we can't wait until the next big experience and next big milestone. But yet, as we get older, those new experiences, they don't happen as often. And we get stuck in routine, and we get stuck in what's familiar. And yes, we have those moments where we go on a weekend getaway, and when we do hindsight and look back, that trip seemed like it was just this perfect pace. And because it was a new memory and a new adventure that was occurring. And in some of the articles that I read in these scientific journals, they talked about this concept called the holiday paradox. And the more fresh, new experiences, and, you know, just like the holidays, where as we come into them, it's something new and something exciting, and it's a new year and a new adventure. And so time will pass quickly in those moments, but as we look back on them, it's almost like time stood still. And I am not a quantum physics professional or a time warp professional, but it was really interesting to read about these concepts. And funny thing being, it called a holiday paradox, with how time operates as we get older and the experiences that we have in our life. I bring this up because we are coming in to a season full of holidays, from Halloween and fall harvest and Thanksgiving and then Christmas and New Year's. It's like a back-to-back holiday extravaganza. And it's a party waiting to happen at all these moments where family are coming together, and relationships and connections and traditions and memories. And in these moments, sometimes this season just quickly passes us by, and we get wrapped up in the hustle and bustle of the season, that taking these moments to pause, taking these moments in this season to be present, taking these moments to how can we incorporate new ideas and new experiences into our family time, so that for those of us who are older, that it's like we can relish in the moment. Whereas children, they're always waiting for the next big thing, and it just seems to take forever for Christmas to get here, and forever for Thanksgiving, and forever to go trick-or-treating, and all of these things. But to have that same longing and desire as we age and get older, to have that same excitement for the new experiences, to have that same excitement to be stimulated and thinking outside the box, how we can be present in these moments so that time isn't just whizzing past us, that time isn't just tick, 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 ticking into the future, but it's present right in front of us. Time is something that we cannot stop. All we can do with time is be present in every second of the day that passes. We all are given a certain amount of time to live out our lives, and none of us know when that time is going to run out. And it is so important, and I want to urge you as my listeners, and I am also speaking to myself, that as we come into these holiday seasons toward the end of this year, that there's nothing more important, nothing more valuable, nothing greater than to be present in time with the ones you love. I know that my team has been experiencing a loss. Some of my dear friends were walking through a loss, and it was an unexpected and has been an unexpected loss. And in this process, it has stirred in me the importance again and the reminder again of cherishing those in our path every day. Because we don't know the amount of time any one of us are given. And time will pass us by and time will speed up. But we have a choice and the opportunity every single day to take advantage of creating those new experiences, creating those touch points, creating those meaningful moments, creating new ideas and adventures with the people that matter most in our life. Time is so valuable, and it's valuable where we have the power to really grab a hold of being present as we move into these holidays that are coming. And I want to encourage you today and challenge you today that don't take time for granted. Take time as a treasure. Cherish it. Sure, we all have routine. Sure, we all have the same old that we love to do, those same traditions, those same things that we do in and out throughout our day. And that's okay. But how can we shake it up? How can we draw and lean into opportunities to connect with others? How can we lean into and press into moments that become time stamped in our memories and encoded in our brains of meaningful moments as we come into this holiday season? My friends, I would challenge you to not take time for granted. Do not take your relationships for granted. Do not take the age that your children are for granted. Do not take this season in that you are at in your life for granted. Because we don't know how much time each of us have been given. But we need to live out our lives full of life and full of love and full of joy. Sure, there might be struggles. There may be loss. But it's in those moments that we lean into the things that matter most, our family, our friends, our relationships. Those are the experiences. Those are the things. Those are those new moments that we can create and hold on to for all eternity. So today, my friends, my one challenge to you as we come into this holiday season, the hustle and the bustle and the moments and the tradition and the family times and the get-togethers, lean in, press in to time, press into the pausing, press into the moments, lean in and connect with those who matter most in your life. So today, my friends, I just want to say thank you so much for listening. And until next time, have an absolutely wonderful day.